Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the best animated shows ever, so far, with MC and Troy.
I'm Troy.
And I'm MC.
And this, my friends, is the best animated shows ever so far, where we watch, discuss, and rank every animated show ever, eventually. And we are here, I hope, if I remember right, because we're discussing the last episode we're talking about for Rocket Power, right? We're on episode 3 of Rocket Power, right?
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, good. It's another 3 a.m. recording, friends. My child. I love my child. He slept great for like a week, and now he's back to waking me up super early in the morning. So here we are. He's asleep again. He's like, Dad, listen, you changed my diaper. You gave me a bottle. I'm cool. Peace. I'm going back to sleep. But I am not back to sleep.
No.
I'm here talking to my friend MC about cartoons. Hi, MC.
Yeah. Hey.
So let's see. Rocket Power episode 3. I'm trying to remember if I had any more behind the scenes stuff I wanted to mention. Voice actors were kind of tough with Rocket Power because they cast actual kids, which meant then the kids aged out of their roles. And so like each kid in Rocket Power has like 3 or 4 different voice actors over the years.
Yeah.
One of them that I don't remember if I talked about this, but there's actually an episode about Twister's voice changing. Did I talk about this before?
No.
So the voice actor who was playing Twister, his voice started cracking, and so they did an episode about like puberty and your voice changing because the voice actor's voice was changing. And I was like, that's kind of cool. And if I remember right, what I read was that Twister had the same voice actor throughout the show, and then in the last season they did this episode about his voice changing, and it was like, oh, that's so cool that like rather than changing the voice actor, they did this episode about his voice changing. Except then they did change the voice actor for the last few episodes.
thought that was gonna happen. Yeah,
what a bummer. Almost he got a stick there throughout the show, but not quite. However, there is one voice actor that I do want to mention for this episode specifically. We will get into it and meet a character by the name of Dick Shakely, which is, I just realized that his name is Dick Shakely, because it's like when you pee and you do a Dick Shakely. Anyway, Jon Favreau is the voice of him. Happy Hogan himself is the voice of Dick Shakely, which I thought was kind of cool. And the last thing I have is the theme song. The theme song was written. Do you know who wrote the theme song? Any guess at a band associated with the theme song?
Sum 41?
No, this is more classic, my dude. The guy who wrote the theme song for Devo also worked on some great stuff that you might remember, like the soundtrack, the score for Thor Ragnarok was done by the same guy who made the theme to Rocket Power, which again is, hey, there's just MCU connections all over the place. And in this talk I'll present my theory on how Rocket Power is actually a prequel to the Marvel Cinematic Universe because of Mark Mothersbaugh. I don't know how to say his name, but he was from Devo, and he's the one who did the theme song and then worked on Thor Ragnarok. That's
fair
all
enough.
I got. That's pretty much my list of background stuff on this show. I did watch that whole 107 facts video. I did not bring all 107 facts back to you.
Fair enough. That would take up way too much of our time anyway, I think.
Yeah.
That's a lot of facts.
It is, but the 107 facts video is like 11 minutes long. But if I tried to like write them all down and then tell them back to you, it would probably take me like 107 minutes.
Well, yeah, probably. Also, I'd probably interrupt at times and be like, really?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And then we'd have to Google some stuff.
Google that stuff. It doesn't count if we're not actually Googling anything.
No.
No song. Instead, advertisements. We'll be back after these messages.
friends, this is Troidal Power, host of the Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power, a podcast where I, your host, Troidal Power, play through games in a powerful way. And I'm inviting you to listen to Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power, a podcast where I, your host, Troidal Power, play through games in a powerful way. You can find it and a lot of other weird shows at probablywork.com.
And we're back.
We are back. That was dumb. That was for nobody. Anyway, here's Rocket Power Season 1, Episode 3. The first story in this is called Auto 3000. I don't understand why it's not called Auto for Sale.
Yeah. So, this one we get kind of... it's almost like a... snowboard or skate video, and Twister and Otto and the gang are talking about what happened up on this mountain at this snow competition that Otto's in, and Twister's filming it all.
Yeah, so the whole episode is not, it's presented to us at the beginning by Twister coming down to the Burger Shack, or whatever it's called, and being like, check it out, I got the coolest video forever. It's called Auto for Sale. And it's like, it seems like he set out to just be filming like, hey, check out Otto's cool stunts. But then this story happened, and he made like a little mini documentary out of it.
Yeah, and Otto's in a snowboarding competition, downhill. And he does some cool tricks and wins a few spots, but he at the same time he busts his board.
Yeah, he whiffs it real bad.
And then Ray fixes it with duct tape because he rides for rocket boards.
First, Ray's like, "We can totally get it fixed at the shop, which is called Yield Snowboard Shop."
Yeah,
and the guy's like, "Ah, yeah, it's got to be, you know." I'm like, the board's broken in half. I don't think you fixed that. But he's like, "I can fix it for $170." And Ray's like, "Heck no, techno. I'll just put some tape on it." Ray,
and
you know what I like about Ray is he's like,
he glues it.
He's like the spirit of doing the event. Ray's not out doing extreme sports to win. He's doing it just for the spirit of doing the thing. So what? He's like, it doesn't matter if it's broken. Can you still ride your snowboard? It doesn't matter if you can ride it perfectly, as long as you can get out there and ride.
Yeah, and it's told in this documentary style where the crew all tells their side of the story and what's happening. Uh-huh. And essentially, Ray is... he like fixes up the board a little bit, and Otto's like, "Nah, it's busted." And then some guy comes along and he's like, "I saw you run yesterday. I want to sponsor you."
Some guy, MC. That's Dick Shakely.
Yeah, that is Dick Shakely.
From what's his brand called? I don't remember.
I didn't write anything. Mart, big.
Snowmart?
Snowboard Mart. Yeah.
I think it's
Snowmart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Listen, all you got to do, I'm going to give you all kinds of sweet gear, but it's all going to have the Snowmart logo on it." And
Reggie
immediately
jumps.
Like, "Uh-uh. No, 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 no,
no." No, no.
He rides
Rocket boards, yeah. And then Otto goes behind her back anyway and gets a bunch of Snowmart stuff.
I feel like there's just a lot of, and then he gets more gear, and then he gets more gear, and then he gets more gear.
Yeah, like, it starts off with him just, like, wanting the snowboard, and then after he gets the snowboard, they call it the Auto 3000, and then they deck him out all in their gear. And it's like, the next scene, it's like, he has the board, it's renamed, and he's decked out in Snowmart gear. But it didn't really tell us that he got this stuff. It was just like, oh yeah, it's the next scene. Mm-hmm. We thought he was just getting a board, but look at him now. He's sold out.
Look at it. He's got a Snowmart hat. He's got a Snowmart coat. He's got a Snowmart scarf. He's got a Snowmart board. I feel like I was starting a song there, but I didn't know where to go with it, so I didn't.
Yeah, and then Ray's upset because he's like all in Snowmart and not representing Rocket Boards, but he says it's fine, and Reggie's like, he's not fine, and of course Otto's like, nah, he said he was fine, he's fine.
Well, and Ray does say, he does tell Otto that no matter what happens, he's going to be there to support him during this competition, and I do believe that Ray was not fine. I think Ray was really upset about this whole situation, but I also 100% believe that he would, like, he was like, yeah, you know, this is not what I was hoping for, but I'm going to support my kid. Of course I am. Can I get a special shout out for Ray's hat that he wears in the snow? He wears this coonskin hat with the tail off the back, and I love it very much. It's very good.
And of course Reggie's like, no, you broke Ray's heart. This is terrible. You're mm-hmm. in all this Snowmart gear. You sold yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
You've upset Dad. How can you do this? And he's like, what? No, he said he was fine. And I guess Otto starts to see things differently through mm-hmm. other people's eyes around. When he starts seeing other people decked out, I think it's Sammy is all decked out in Snowmart gear.
Like, Otto's giving him his, like, extra Snowmart stuff. He's like, here, I don't need these goggles, you take them. This is where he, though, where Reggie prints up a special issue of the zine about how shitty her brother is. And there's a great line where he's like, what do I need with this rag? I got swag.
Yeah. And, of course,
I love a rhyme, MC. I love a rhyme.
He's not used to the gear, so as soon as he goes out snowboarding, he's, like, beefing it all the time as well.
Yeah, basically what happens is, MC, it's like the weight of his sponsorship is so much that it keeps him from being able to do what he loved, because he forgot that it's not about wearing as much sponsored gear as you can. It's about just doing your thing. Have you, MC, do you remember the Disney Channel original movie Brink? I feel like we might have talked about the Disney Channel original movie Brink on this podcast before. Do you remember Brink?
Brink.
With Andy Brink Brinker? It's about a rollerblading guy, and he, like, oh my god, MC!
No.
We might have to do a very special episode where we talk about Brink. Alright, so there's this kid, and he rollerblades real good, and he starts rollerblading with his friends at school, and they're having a great old time. But then, there's this sponsored team of guys who wear yellow and black, and they're like, hey dude, we're like a sponsored inline skating team, and we think you should come and skate for us. And he sells out, and he starts rollerblading for the sponsored guys, and it's really bad, MC, because, oh no, he's betrayed all his friends. But then there's the big competition coming up, and he decides that he's not going to skate for the baddies anymore, and he gets a little local pet washing place to sponsor his friends and him, and they're called Pups and Suds, I think is what they're called. And so now they're a sponsored team too, but they don't have all kinds of flashy jerseys and branded knee pads and stuff. They just got t-shirts, say Pups and Suds on them, and then they go and do the skating competition, and everybody learns a valuable lesson about friendship over capitalism.
Fair enough. Sounds ridiculous.
It's this episode, but in the Disney Channel original movie and with rollerblading.
Well, essentially, when it comes to the competition time, mm-hmm. Otto's back in Rocket Gear.
Yeah.
And he totally beefs it at the end, even though it says he's riding for Snowmart up on the big screen.
Mm-hmm. He beefs it very good. Again.
Yeah.
Is Otto actually good at snowboarding?
Yeah, you can tell by how much he didn't beef it until right at the end.
That's fair, because it does look like a very difficult snowboarding course.
Yeah, and he totally intends to do that backflip 360 into that sign for Snowmart with Dick
on it. He cuts the head off the dick.
Yeah.
Sign. Off the dick sign. The Dick Shakely sign.
Yeah, and then Dick Shakely comes up and takes the board and rips off the Otto off of it and says, you can't have any of our gear. And then runs off, and then everyone's like, you learned a valuable lesson about selling out. And he's like, yeah, do it better next time.
Sell out strategically.
And that's the end of the documentary, essentially.
With no cutback to everybody watching the video. So it like has this...
No.
They did a bad job with a framing device, because the start of it has, like, here's everybody watching a video, but the end does not have here's everybody watching the video.
No, it's the end of the documentary, but...
But it's also the end of the episode. Screen.
Yeah.
It just ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it goes straight into Night Prowlers.
Mm-hmm. Night Prowlers.
Which essentially is... They're having a hockey game, and they want a rematch, and Lars is like, Lars is Twister's older brother, for everyone who doesn't remember. Come back here at midnight, and we'll have another match, essentially is the plot to this episode, and Otto trying to convince everyone to sneak out at midnight to go play street hockey against Lars.
There's a recurring joke in this episode. I think it happens a couple times. Maybe it's not recurring. Maybe just... No, it happens a couple times. Where Twister is like, oh, everybody's gonna come out at midnight, Lars. Well, then won't everybody see your schmoopy whoopy PJs?
And, yeah.
And Sammy goes, Sam, oh, you have schmoopy whoopy PJs too?
Yeah.
I don't know what schmoopy whoopy bear is, but just the fact that the way they say schmoopy whoopy just makes me so happy.
It makes me happy. There's ridiculous things that are in this show that I remember that I just like, oh yeah, that's lighthearted and fun and not like completely awful like some of the stuff that you can see in like old episodes of cartoons. Like it that they'll say something. Well, the best one I can think of right now is Cowabunga.
Okay.
Like, what the hell?
What's wrong with Cowabunga?
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
It means cowabunga, MC. What do you mean, what's it supposed to mean? It's cowabunga. I thought I was with you, but I'm not with you, MC. I'm you on this. Cowabunga is cowabunga.
It's ridiculous. I never got it. And
I'm
it's
taking
always
my earphone out. That's how upset I am with you about this. How dare you? Actually, it's just because my ear itches. Please continue.
Actually, another one is Eat My Shorts. I don't like that one.
Eat My Shorts. So this episode is about the gang going, we can't sneak out, we can't sneak out, we can't sneak out, but then they sneak out.
And
but
then
meanwhile,
they sneak out.
Meanwhile, Merv, their neighbor, is like, I need to stop
neighborhood
coffee
watch
and stuff because there's been a night prowler. And Raimundo's like, oh, did they steal something? He's like, no, the lawn chair was moved slightly to the left. And so he thinks someone's been breaking into his house. And hey, it's midnight. I'm going to wrap up his story, then we'll come back to the kids. Hey, it's midnight. Okay. And he's out keeping watch. And he hears somebody, and he jumps out of the bushes to accost a man on the street who's walking his dog or something. And he's like,
yep.
Ah, night prowler! And the guy's like, I'm literally just walking my dog down the street. But then, splash, he hears something. It's his pool. There's somebody in his pool, and he comes back, and it turns out that the night prowler has been his wife sneaking out in the middle of the night to go skinny dipping in their pool.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And... He gets arrested by cops at one stage for chasing someone.
Mm-hmm. The cops have their own little storyline in this episode.
Yeah. The kids, everyone but Otto's like, nah, let's not do this. And then Otto convinces them all, essentially, to go out and play hockey at midnight. That's the whole storyline. I don't know what else to say about it.
So when they do go out, because he does get the whole team to go out, so they all go out, and it's midnight, and there's Lars, and he's like, oh, I thought you guys weren't going to show. And they're like, of course we were going to show. Where are your friends? And Lars is like, they didn't show. Awkward. So then, woo, that's more like an ambulance, but that's all I got. What's that? Sirens. Oh, no, the police are here. Woo-woo. There we go. Yeah. And Lars runs away. I don't know how Lars gets away, but the kids, oh no, they all get arrested and they go to jail for the rest of their lives, and then the show becomes Prison Break. But
that's
instead
not
of,
what happens.
Instead of that, they get taken no. home.
Yeah.
Okay, they're getting taken home to Ray's place, and the cop knocks on the door, and Ray opens the door and goes, "Shirley," and I'm like, "Excuse me, Ray? What? Excuse me?" And she goes, "It's yeah. Officer Shirley now."
And then,
Hey, MC. Does Raimundo though?
Yes. Have you seen how he dresses?
He gets down. I think listen, you see Shirley and you're like, oh man, I guess like back in the 70s in his heyday, Ray and Shirley. No, I think that was like last week Ray met Shirley at a club or something. That's my theory.
Essentially the kids get brought back. Ray's like, oh, what am I gonna do with you kids? And Otto takes the blame for it all and uh-huh. gets 3 weeks of garbage duty. Uh-huh. And then, like, 5 minutes later, Merv comes up with Shirley, and she knocks on the door, and he's like, do you know this guy? And Ray's like, nope, and closes the door.
That's so cold.
Yeah.
And, like, that guy's your neighbor. Like, he's clearly not going to go to jail for life. He's going to be back and be your neighbor and be like, what the hell? Why didn't you vouch for me?
Yeah. Awkward. Although, it is Merv.
It is Merv. He's kind of a jerk. MC.
Yeah?
This is the part where we'll check the mail if we have mail. No, wait. MC, no, it's not. I lied. Because we have to do best and worst.
Oh, right. We do.
Best and worst. Do the worst first. MC, what's your worst?
Probably how shitty Otto was being during the whole Snowmart thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was kind of a dirtbag.
He was. But I weirdly think that that's one of this show's strengths, too. Is that, like, I think part of what made me like this show as a kid was that the four characters did things like that. Like, they made mistakes yeah. in how they treat each other. And have
grow
to figure
and learn
out how to grow. Yeah. I like that about this show, I think. But it is interesting. I have, MC, I've started taking notes on my worst and best, and I have two things for worst, and they're both about Twister's video.
Okay.
And it's ultimately it's the same thing, which is that, like, I feel like the show didn't actually commit to the idea that this was Twister's video. And part of that is that they didn't come back to it at the end, like I was saying. Like, I feel like we needed a 30-second scene of
a wrap
them all
up,
in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, wrapping it up, right. You bookend it, right? Like, it's a framing device. You have to have it on both sides.
But
or it's
it
not
just
framing.
Ends.
But the other thing that I noticed, which I didn't notice the first time I watched it, but then when I was rewatching, I realized, is that it has, like, those, like, the documentary interview talking head style moments in it. But when it's just, like, the scene playing out, like, when Ray and Otto are talking about how he doesn't ride for rocket boards and stuff, it's not shot from a camera's perspective. It's just
no,
the normal thing where it's, like, a
yeah,
shot of Ray, a shot of Otto. It just looks normal. And I wish the whole episode was shot. Or, you know, shot.
Like,
because it's
yeah,
a cartoon
like,
from his perspective.
Looking, yeah, like Twister's perspective. But there's multiple shots where you see Twister and Otto next to each other. And
Twister has the
camera in his hand.
Oh, do they? I didn't think you actually saw Twister. But it's that there will be multiple angles within a shot. And I'm like, he's a little kid with a camera. There's not multiple angles. The whole thing should be one continuous angle.
There's at least one, maybe two shots when they're up at the mountain. And he's holding the camera.
Well, that's extra lame then. However, my best bit also comes from Twister's video. I like this episode. I wrote down a lot of bests. But the one I'm going to go with is the background jokes during the talking head segments. So I think every time there's one of those shots of one of the kids or Ray or whoever talking about what happened in the main story, there is some joke that happens in the background. Like at one point they're sitting on a pier and talking, and there's a guy fishing behind him who gets pulled off of the pier. Another time they're in front of a half or a bowl at a skate park, and it's like there's a skateboarder that you just keep seeing popping out of the bowl, and it's like nothing, and then a skateboarder pops up and goes back down. And then a skateboarder pops up and then goes back down. And then a dolphin pops up and goes back down.
Yeah.
And then the third one I noted specifically was Reggie's talking in front of the Rocket Kid's house, and Ray comes out with the trash and he's just taking the trash out. And I'm like, because I've noticed these background jokes, I'm like, what's he going to do? Is he going to like chuck his trash over the hedge into the Stimpletons yard? And he's taking the trash out, and then he just drops a piece of trash and he just looks at it. And then he looks up and he sees Twist with the camera and he just waves. That's it. It's like there isn't a joke that time, which is the funniest joke to me. It's just he just waves. What about you?
My favorite bit is in Night Prowlers when the kids all get out and Lars is left without a team.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the down point. And it's like the cops rock up almost immediately, which is really weird.
Yeah, how did they get a tip off? I guess maybe the cop was just driving by and saw him.
Yeah.
Why was that the best bit?
It was just like fun. Like, oh yeah, all the young kids got out, but those two older guys, that they're not getting out. Oh, they didn't want to come out at midnight. It was all Lars's idea. It also shows like those other characters aren't just Lars's lackeys.
Yeah. Well, and it was very reminiscent to me or kind of mirrored the fact that none of the Rocket Power kids wanted to go out except for Otto. So, like, Lars and Otto were kind of cast in the same role in that. Cool. Now we'll go check our mailbox after I get a towel because I definitely just dumped over my glass of water. So I'll be right back, MC.
Is it time for mail?
Mail.
Let's check the mail.
Mail.
It's mail time, but it's just me. MC's not here. He's not able to join us for this mail session. So it's just Troy doing it. But I want to share with you a couple things from Reddit. We had a couple of responses. So let's see, I just want to give a shout out to Christopher1295, who checked out the podcast and gave us some feedback on it, and gave a recommendation for the podcast Saturday Morning Cartoon Boom, I believe is what it's called. Oh man, I started listening to it and I don't even remember what it's called. That's gotta be it. Yeah. He also said we're not on iHeartRadio, and I don't think I figured that out yet. So Christopher, if you're listening to this, even though we're not on iHeartRadio, I appreciate it, but I will redouble my efforts to figure out why that is. We also got a comment that I love from BClow92. This is the other one I wanted to talk about here. They say that their favorite memory was playing Rocket Power on PlayStation 1 free mode. I was always Otto because my older sister had to be Reggie. So hilarious to skate all over the roller coaster. Rocket Power was a show about sports, yes, but also accepting your peers. Plus, Tito always gave the best random life advice, excuse me. So first of all, to Tito, yeah, absolutely, he's great. And I like that the comment there about accepting your peers. I mean, that's what I love about Rocket Power, is that it is a show that I think hooked kids in because of the extreme sports trappings, but it actually does a pretty good job of telling little moral plays within that context, and I think that's really cool. To the game, I never played the Rocket Power game, but you know, this is the time of HD remakes. We've got a SpongeBob SquarePants remake coming out, and we've got remakes of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 coming out. It seems like it's the time. Let's bring out an HD remake of the Rocket Power PlayStation 1 game, and then have that launch into a relaunch of the series. Bring Rocket Power back, you know? Bring it game first, if that's what it takes, and then bring the show back after that. In any case, that's all we got for the mail. I just wanted to touch on it real quick. Thank you for sharing your thoughts there, folks. And I will hand it back to me in the past. All right. MC, you know what time it is now.
Is it choosing our next show?
Well, it will be after we put this show on the big list.
Oh, right. We got to do that first.
Correct. My goodness. It's 23 shows on the list, MC. This is getting exhausting to do. Okay, here we go.
No. I've said this before. At some point, we were going to have to just leave it at the top 10. I'm suggesting right now, you just do the top 10. And then we'll place Batman. It and we'll talk about where it is between on the list.
Batman the Animated Series, My Hero Academia, Dragon Ball Z Kai, Dragon Ball, Gargoyles, X-Men, Attack on Titan, DuckTales, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and number 10 currently is Men in Black the Series. Followed by Dragon Ball Z, Castlevania, Pokemon, Indigo League, Restaurant to Another World, Food Wars, Mob Psycho 100, Star Trek the Animated Series, Silver Surfer, Miraculous, Tales of Ladybug, Cat Noir, Dungeons and Dragons, SpongeBob SquarePants, Spike and Mice, Mars, and Legend of Zelda. So that's pretty much like just the top 10.
I don't think it's better than Mob Psycho.
You don't think it's better than Mob Psycho 100? Okay.
Nope.
Okay. So that Mob Psycho's at the 16th slot. Underneath that, we have Star Trek the Animated Series, Silver Surfer, Miraculous, Dungeons & Dragons, SpongeBob, Biker Mice from Mars, and Legend of Zelda. I'm going to say it's better than Dungeons & Dragons.
Okay.
So that puts us in Star Trek, Silver Surfer, or Miraculous.
Worse than Silver Surfer, for sure.
Worse than Silver Surfer.
Yeah, let's put it in that 19 slot.
Okay, we'll put it under Silver Surfer, above Miraculous. See, MC, if we just did the top 10, then it wouldn't have worked because this show isn't in our top 10. So your logic is flawed.
No, because my second part of that argument was we'll just talk about where it's placed and what's around it.
Oh, I see. But then there wouldn't be context for the people listening. All right, so MC, for our theme,
sure.
Our theme for the next one. Did I pick this theme? I think I did.
Yes, you did. It's afternoon Disney shows.
Yeah, there was this block of programming called the Disney Afternoon, which was from 1990 to 1997 on the Disney Channel. And like these are the shows I remember growing up with. So just for kind of reference, I'm going to read some of off. We've got DuckTales, of course, which we've already covered. You've got Tailspins in there, Gummy Bears, Darkwing Duck, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, Goof Troop, Aladdin, Bonkers, Gargoyles, The Lion King's Timon and Pumbaa. One I don't remember is called The Schnookums and Meat Funny Cartoon Show. No idea what that one is. Mighty Ducks. I think that's all of them now. I think I got them all in there.
Yeah.
A lot of classics that we grew up watching. Now, unfortunately, MC, we are still keeping our rule that we cannot re-roll on something from before. So the Mighty Ducks was on last week, so is not eligible for this week.
And Gargoyles we've done, and DuckTales we've done. So they're mm-hmm. both off as well.
Mm-hmm. With that, do you have a first toss for which one you want to include? Gummy Bears. Adventures of the Gummy Bears is apparently the full title. I think I'm going to put on for my first one a show that I remember very fondly as possibly my favorite cartoon when I was a kid, which is Darkwing Duck. Number three, MC, what's it going to be?
Oh, I'm tossing up between Chip and Dale and Tailspin.
Both great. I mean,
yeah, I know. That's why I can't choose. I'm gonna go Chip and Dale. I'm gonna go.
Yeah. Rescue Rangers. Do you, MC, when you hear the song "Changes" by David Bowie, do you change it into Chip and Dale in your head when you're singing along with it out loud?
No.
Oh, Yeah, me neither. I'm gonna put a ladder on this number four. So we've got Aladdin actually been putting on there because of feedback I got on Instagram when I talked about Disney Afternoon. People were like, Aladdin, Aladdin. I'm like, is that show really good? Like, I remember the show, but I don't remember.
I remember it. Good.
All right. So MC is going to grab a dice. We're rolling between The Adventures of the Gummy Bears, Darkwing Duck, Chip and Dale, and Aladdin. Oh, he's getting real into the shaking, everybody. It's like he's making a martini over there. Is it a three? It's always a three.
No, it's a two.
I cannot... MC, you have a green screen effect on, so you can be on the bridge of the Defiant. I cannot see your dice. It is just clear.
That's... Yeah, it probably also does not help that this dice is also see-through. So, there we go.
Yeah, when you hold it up, it just becomes transparent. You said it's a two?
Yeah.
We're talking about Darkwing Duck? Are we really? I'm so excited.
Darkwing Duck. Yeah.
I love Darkwing Duck. Darkwing Duck. You better watch out, you bad boys. Darkwing Duck.
Got Disney, so I'm all good.
Awesome. I remember watching Darkwing Duck as a kid and really loving it. However, those first three episodes, I when I was maybe like 16, 17, I was like, I'm gonna watch all of Darkwing Duck, and I went on eBay and bought like a pirated copy. I didn't know it was pirated. Okay, I was like, I just want to buy some DVDs of Darkwing Duck. Found somebody selling them on eBay. Turns out they're super shitty quality ripped DVDs. But I don't have to watch those anymore because we got Disney Plus in our lives. But I watched the first bit of Darkwing Duck and I stopped watching it. So I think that it starts off rough. I will tell you and everybody listening that the order is wrong on Disney Plus. The first episode is actually like the 38th episode listed on Disney Plus or something like that for some reason.
Oh, you mean we had this happen like with DuckTales too? Yeah.
Yeah. I will also tell you that Jim Cummings is the voice of Darkwing Duck. I'm going to tell you this now. We're going to mention him in this part of the programming instead of in the behind the scenes stuff. Because hang on, I'm just making sure I'm correct. He also voiced Winnie the Pooh, and yeah, he's accused of a lot of terrible things, including like being abusive to his ex-wife and things like that. So I don't ever want to talk about him again in the process of talking about Darkwing Duck. So I'm just saying now, we ain't talking about that asshole, because f*** that guy. But what I will say is that the first episode of Darkwing Duck is called I Thought I Had It Pulled Up, But I Don't. Oh no, MC. I thought I was ready. What did I do? I got distracted by the shitbag wife of
Shitty
Beater.
Yeah.
Damn it. Oh, hang on.
Shitty people ruining our cartoons. God damn it.
Right? Exactly. All right. The first episode is called Darkly Dons the Duck. Episode 1. It's a two-parter to start us off. So we got Darkly Dons the Duck episodes 1 and 2, and then Beauty and the Beat. Oh, I'm so excited to watch Darkwing Duck. I almost said DuckTales. Woo. So we will be back next time, MC, with Darkly Dons the Duck episode 1. Until then.
Thanks for listening to The Best Animated Shows Ever, so far. Find the show on Twitter at BaseSFCast or email us at BaseSFCast@gmail.com. That's BaseSFCast. Our intro music is Funnin' and Sunnin', and our outro music is Motivator, both by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com and licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next time.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.